Monday morning, the Hopkins County Commissioner's Court approved a disaster recovery grant, a Texas Community Development Block grant that will be providing funds to offset money spent on county roads during a wet, rainy winter and spring. I talked with County Judge Robert Newsom.
Some good news out of the court, I guess, was receiving of some state funds that you can use to kind of offset some things with so much wet weather earlier in the year.
Right, and that's the good news. Even some of the calls this morning would be about that, because the people are interested to say, well, you've got some money, is it going to be on my road? And actually, what the application for this particular grant, now we've applied for much more money through the feds, which is FEMA, but this is a fairly limited $350,000 grant that we applied for quickly as possible, and we were right at the very first of it. Our grant writer, Mary Kay Thomas, told us that she has another county that kind of dragged their feet and they didn't get any money. So we got as much as we could possibly do for our citizens, and that will be, should be applied. I'm hoping we can start using that money immediately on specific roads. In the application, we had to have specific roads mentioned, and that's why those roads will get the work from this particular money. We have to by law.
You take $350,000, you divide it four ways.
Yeah.
That's not going to build a lot of roads out there. And
no.
I'm sure it's just, like you say, some severe cases that need attention.
We've got some serious road problems. Truthfully, it's not just in the county. This weather affected the city too, and people I read the paper and stay up with that. We've got problems everywhere, but we're doing all we can. Now, the FEMA is going to be slower money coming in, but we're applying for as much as possible to, again, help our roads, because we simply don't want to raise taxes unless we just have to. And we raised taxes this time for the jail, for the new jail. That was the reason we did it, and we didn't have a choice on that. The indebtedness had to be paid.
Yeah. There was also an intergovernmental agreement with the school district, and
yeah,
I think it involved our Civic Center.
Yes, this is something that we've been working on well over a year ago. We went into a contract for the auditorium with the school, and they were going to renovate it, and it'll be a lease for 20-25 years. Well, what happened was it actually cost more than the school had anticipated. So they came back to us and we talked about it. They said, could you extend the lease so that it looks more proper for us to be able to put this much money into it? So the lease has been extended to 35 years. On the other hand, there's some things that the county received as a result of the extension, and it's going to work for everybody. But for sure, the school is in the renovation process right now, and things are going well. Just a little more expensive than anticipated first. So, but it's good. It's going to work for everybody.
KSST News.